You ever look at a menu and just feel overwhelmed? Because, you know, you can only eat so
It
much.
happens all the time.
Or maybe you're trying to budget for something, a project, and you realize, nope, can't do everything.
Exactly. We run into limits constantly.
And that's really where this idea we're diving into today comes in handy. It's called the Production Possibility Curve, PPC for short.
Right, the PPC. And you can think of it as like a really powerful picture, a visual.
Okay.
The sources we looked at, they all point to it being a fundamental tool in economics. Basically, it shows the absolute maximum mix of two different things an economy can churn out.
If everything's running smoothly.
Yeah, exactly. If it's using all its resources efficiently, it's a way to kind of visualize those trade-offs we always face because, well, stuff isn't infinite.
Resources are limited.
Right. And it really brings home that idea of opportunity cost, what you actually give up to get something else. Puts it right there in front of you.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the sources, they stress that this isn't just some, you know, abstract drawing. It's based on some real core ideas. Like, we've only got so much land, so many people to work, the tools, the factories, finite resources, right?
Definitely. That's assumption number one, limited resources.
And we're assuming the economy is going full tilt. No one's sitting around, no machines are idle.
That's the full efficiency assumption, yep.
Yeah.
Working at maximum capacity. And, you know, to keep it simple, the basic model usually just looks at two goods.
Okay, like corn and cars or something.
Corn and cars, guns and butter, the classic examples. And we also assume technology is, well, stuck for the moment. No sudden breakthroughs while we're looking at that specific curve.
Right, so if you boil it all down, what's the main takeaway for someone just trying to grasp economic choices?
I mean, the core message is that this curve shows you visually that with those limited resources, making more of thing A means you have to make less of thing B.
No free lunch?
Pretty much. That curve is the boundary, the absolute limit of what's possible right now. Every single point along that line is a different possible combination, but efficiency is key to being on the line.
Okay. Now, the sources we looked through, they were clear that this curve doesn't always have the same shape. Sometimes it's just a straight line, other times it bows outward, like a dome.
Yeah, exactly. And that shape difference tells you something really important about the resources themselves.
How so?
Well, the shape tells us how easily you can switch resources between making those two different goods. So a straight line means a constant opportunity cost.
Constant meaning.
Meaning for every extra car you decide to build, you give up, say, exactly 10 bushels of corn. And that trade-off stays the same whether you're making one car or 1,000 cars.
Does that happen much in reality?
Not really. Our sources point out it's pretty rare. It basically assumes your resources are like perfectly interchangeable. Your corn farmer is just as good at building cars as farming corn, which, you know.
Doesn't quite track. So the straight line is kind of like saying our flour is equally good for making bread or pasta, maybe.
Sort of, yeah. But the much more common picture, the one that bows outward. Think of it like the edge of a pizza crust, maybe, that tells the usual story.
Okay, what's that story?
That shape shows increasing opportunity cost, which is what we usually see.
Increasing cost. So the more cars I make, the more corn I have to give up for each additional car.
Precisely. As you decide to make more and more cars, you have to sacrifice bigger and bigger amounts of corn.
Why?
Because resources tend to be specialized. Think about it. Your best corn growing land isn't great for building a factory. Your most skilled farmers aren't necessarily skilled auto workers.
Ah, okay. So as you shift resources, you start pulling people or land that are less and less suited for the new job.
You got it. You move the resources that are easily adaptable first. But to get more and more cars, you eventually have to shift resources that were really good at growing corn, but aren't so good at making cars. So the sacrifice gets bigger.
And that's the law of increasing opportunity cost, the sources mentioned.
That's the one. It reflects the reality of specialized resources.
Gotcha. Okay, so this curve, this PPC, it's not set in stone either, right? It can actually move.
Absolutely. It's dynamic. The whole curve can shift, and that signals a change in the economy's overall productive muscle, basically.
So an outward shift. The curve moves away from the starting point. That sounds like a good thing.
Generally, yes. An outward shift means economic growth. The economy can now produce more of both goods than before.
What makes that happen? What pushes the curve out?
Well, the materials we looked at highlight a few key drivers. Better technology is a big one.
Like inventing a faster machine or a new process?
Exactly. Produce more with the same inputs. Another is an increase in the quantity or even the quality of resources.
Finding more oil. Or maybe the workforce gets better educated.
Yes, better education and training, that's improving human capital, economists call it. That definitely expands possibilities. Discovering new resources too, all that pushes the curve outwards.
So an outward shift means the economy's basically getting stronger, more capable, more stuff overall.
Right. And more production usually means, more choices for consumers, potentially higher living standards. It's the goal, usually.
Okay, but there's always a but. What about the other way? Can the curve shift inwards?
Unfortunately, yes. An inward shift, the curve shrinking back towards the origin that signifies economic decline or contraction. The economy's capacity has been reduced.
Oof. What causes something like that?
Several things, sadly. The sources talk about natural disasters, big earthquakes, hurricanes that can just wipe out infrastructure, farmland, factories.
Wow.
War is another devastating cause, destroying both physical capital and, tragically, human lives and potential.
Yeah.
Even things like major disease outbreaks, pandemics, they can shrink the available workforce or reduce productivity significantly. Or if a lot of skilled workers leave the country, emigration.
So an inward shift is bad news. Less production overall, maybe job losses, lower living standards.
That's the potential fallout, yes. It really shows how dynamic and sometimes vulnerable economies can be.
Okay, so we've talked about the shape and shifts, but the sources also mention where an economy might actually be operating relative to this curve. It's not just about the line itself.
No, absolutely not. Where you are tells a crucial story. If an economy is operating at a point right on the curve,
That's the sweet spot.
that's peak efficiency. It means you're using all your available resources and you're using them in the best possible way given current technology. You can't make more of one thing without making less of the other. You're at the frontier.
Okay. But what if you're inside the curve, like not quite reaching the edge?
Point inside the PPC means inefficiency.
Inefficiency, like
Yeah.
wasting stuff.
Yeah, or underutilizing resources. Maybe there's high unemployment people who could work but aren't. Or factories running below capacity, resources are sitting idle or not being used effectively.
So if you're inside, there's room for improvement.
Exactly. That's the key insight. You could actually produce more of one or even both goods without needing any new resources or tech. You just need to sort out the inefficiency, use what you have better.
Right, get people back to work, run the factories longer.
Put those idle resources to use.
Okay. And then there are those points way out beyond the curve. What about those? Just wishful thinking.
For the present moment, yes. A point outside the current PPC represents a combination of goods that's simply impossible to produce with the resources and technology the economy has right now.
Unattainable.
Currently unattainable, but like we discussed with the shifts, that's where economic growth comes in.
Ah, so through new technology or more resources.
Or better skills, yeah. That outward shift can eventually make those previously impossible points reachable. So it's like a target, something to aim for through growth and improvement.
Okay, this is starting to really click. So bringing it all together,
Yep.
this PPC thing, it might sound a bit technical, but it's really just a picture, isn't it?
It is a visual tool.
A picture showing us those fundamental economic realities. Scarcity means trade-offs.
The opportunity cost of our choices.
Important efficiency is.
And the fact that economies aren't static, they can grow. Or they can shrink.
It really seems like a core concept for just getting your head around how economies work, how they deal with that basic problem.
Yeah.
Wanting tons of stuff, but only having so much to work with.
That's it, exactly. It frames that fundamental challenge of scarcity that every single economy faces one way or another.
Right. Okay. So for you, listening to this deep dive, think about everything we've just unpacked from the sources on the production possibility curve. What's going on in the world right now that might be causing a country's PPC, maybe your own country's, to shift? Could it be things like AI advancements, or maybe those big supply chain problems we've seen?
Good examples.
Or discovering huge new lithium deposits somewhere? Or maybe changes in education focus or environmental regulations? What do you think are the big forces pushing that curve out? Or maybe even pulling it in right now? And importantly, what might the ripple effects be for the economy overall? And maybe even for your day-to-day life? Definitely something to chew on.